Our scripture reading for this morning will come from the book of Colossians, we will be reading from chapter 3 of the book of Colossians, verses 12 through 21. And that is actually found on page 1027 of your Pew Bibles. So at this time, let us listen to God's word for us. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, lowliness, meekness, and patience, forbearing one another. And if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subject to your husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be harsh with them. Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged. This is the word of the Lord. Eternal God, I ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. One of the things I often get a kick out of watching is those makeover programs. I'm sure you've probably seen them. They take some ordinary-looking guy dressed in blue jeans and a T-shirt and some fashion guru, usually at the instigation of the guy's wife or girlfriend, will take the guy in the back, and by the end of the show, the guy comes out and he's totally made over. He's got brand new clothes and a brand new look, a brand new identity. He's no longer Mr. Slouch, but now he's Mr. Dress for success. And usually the guru will admonish the wife or girlfriend that she has to make sure he stays that way for the rest of his life. Fashions, of course, are something that come and goes. We know that the fashion industry is a multi-billion dollar industry, and many of our young people and many of our older people as well often like to adorn ourselves in fashions. The latest fashions are the fashions that are the ones that everyone wants to be a part of. But fashions come and go. I found some old photos of myself in the 1970s when I was in high school, and I thought I was rather well-dressed at the time. I had a pair of lime green bell-bottom pants with platform-stacked shoes, a flowery green shirt, and a hat that was cocked over to one side. It was painful to look at. Some clothes, I'm glad, do go out of style. But there are some clothes that never go out of fashion. Some clothes that are always in style because they are spiritual clothes. They are church clothes. They are Sunday clothes. They are clothes that we should all adorn ourselves with. In our text this morning, the Apostle Paul is concerned to show us how we ought to dress as God's people, as God's chosen people, as people who've been set aside to be holy and to be sanctified. To belong to Christ means that we just can't come to church any kind of way, but we need to be attired appropriately. Paul, of course, isn't so much concerned about the outward attire. He's not so much concerned with how we attire our bodies. I get a little concerned about that sometimes. But Paul isn't concerned about it. In fact, Paul is much more concerned with how we dress our souls. He is concerned with how we adorn ourselves with those virtues that identify us as belonging to the Lord Jesus Christ. At Christmas time, we celebrate the fact that Christ clothed himself in human flesh in order to become the Savior of the world. But now you and I are called to clothe ourselves in those virtues that help us to look like Jesus. We are called to put off the old clothes that identify us with the world around us and to put on a whole new wardrobe as God's chosen and beloved people. Paul reminds us that we are called to dress differently. First of all, we are called to clothe ourselves in compassion. To have compassion, of course, is to have a deep inward feeling of care for another person. And that's what we are called to have. We are called to be a community that has a deep and inward feeling of care for one another. It's impossible to be a well-dressed Christian or a well-dressed congregation without compassion. Everywhere that Jesus went, he had compassion for people and compassion for the crowds. He cared deeply for people. Their pain was his pain. Their loss was his loss. Jesus was filled with compassion. And we too are called to be clothed in compassion. One of the ways that people will know that we belong to Christ is by our compassion. We are also called to be clothed in humility, to adorn ourselves in humility. Humility is not about beating up on ourselves or thinking poorly about ourselves, but humility is the quality that takes us out of ourselves. Without humility, we are constantly insisting on our own way, constantly insisting on our own rights, and insisting that everything revolve around us. But humility helps us to see and to focus on other people. Jesus is the perfect example of the humble person. Even though Jesus is the Son of God, even though Jesus was the Word of God that was with God from the very beginning, Jesus humbled himself and became a human being. A human being just like you and me. A human being in humble obedience to God. And humble obedience and service to the will of God for the sake of all of us. And we too are called to clothe ourselves in humility. We are called to clothe ourselves in kindness and patience with one another. Here in the church, to have our Sunday best is to be kind and patient with one another. Kindness means extending simple courtesies to one another and being mindful of one another. And patience means, of course, striving with one another, understanding each other's limitations and faults, and working with each other as we seek to live out our vocation as God's people. Sometimes, of course, even in the church, we fail to be kind and we fail to be patient. We fail to adorn ourselves with those garments. And when we hurt people, and when we find that we have offended people, and when we find that we have been offended and hurt by others, we are called to forgive. We are called to adorn the garment of forgiveness. We all know that, of course, forgiveness is something that good Christians are supposed to do, but oftentimes we forget that we are called to be a forgiving people. We are called to forgive not just once, not just twice, but we are called to forgive 70 times 7. We are called to be a forgiving people. It's impossible to be a well-dressed Christian. It's impossible to be a well-dressed congregation if we are not a congregation and a people of forgiveness. We are called to clothe ourselves with forgiveness. And last, but certainly not least, we are called to clothe ourselves with love. Indeed, love is the garment that binds all the rest of the garments together. Without love, the whole outfit unravels and malfunctions and falls apart. It's because of the love that we have for one another that we are able to be compassionate, that we are able to be patient, that we are able to be humble. We want to know what love looks like. All we have to do is to look at Jesus. If we want to know what humility looks like, all we have to do is look at Jesus. If we want to know what forgiveness looks like, all we have to do is look at Jesus. Jesus shows us what it means to be well-dressed. All of these virtues, of course, are social and relational. The point is, we can't get dressed properly without each other. We need each other to be able to be well-dressed Christians and a well-dressed congregation. We need these virtues. We need them because, believe it or not, and I know this will be hard for some of you to understand, but there are congregations where people have very little patience with one another. There are those congregations, believe it or not, I know you've been spoiled here at Olney Presbyterian Church, but there are congregations where people are not humble with one another. There are congregations where people are not kind with one another, and where people have very little compassion for one another. But all of these virtues are necessary because they are ways that we are called to relate to one another as the people of God. They are ways that we are called to reflect the glory of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They are ways that we are called to live together as the body of Christ. Without these virtues, it's impossible for us to be a well-dressed, well-adorned people. But how do we actually become that well-dressed congregation? How do we actually avail ourselves of these necessary garments? How do we do it? Of course, none of us can be humble and compassionate and loving and forgiving on our own. A part of it is the work of the Holy Spirit operating in our lives and in the community of faith. But not only do we come to a place like this to learn what it means to be well-dressed, but we come to a place like this to have God's words indwelt in our hearts. We come to a place like this to have God's peace resting in the midst of our lives and in the midst of our collective life. We come to a place like this because this is the place where we learn what it means to become the new people, the transformed people that God is calling us to be. Christmas time, of course, is the time where we celebrate God's breaking into our world. And it's a time when we are called to remember that the God who comes to be with us, the God who breaks into our world, the God who comes to be one of us, a human being, is the God who comes not to leave us as we are, but he is the God who comes to change us. He's the God who comes to transform us. He's the God who comes to take the old clothes that we have, the old clothes of division, the old clothes of anger, the old clothes of selfishness, the old clothes where we turn our backs on others and look only for ourselves. He comes to take those old clothes from us and give us brand new clothes. Clothes that are garments that we are able to put on and to become a new kind of people and a new kind of congregation. He comes to give us clothes where we will look more and more like him. Jesus Christ comes into our world and becomes like one of us so that we would be able to become more and more like him, more loving like him, more compassionate like him, more serving like him. Him, more humble like him. We are called to be like him. That's what the Apostle Paul wants us to understand. That if we're going to look like the God who comes to be in our midst, the God that we celebrate during this season, then we have to be adorned properly. We are called to be a brand new people. We are called to be a transformed people. That's what happens to us at our baptisms. At our baptisms, the old life is washed away and a new life begins. It may not begin all at once. It doesn't happen all of a sudden. We don't become forgiving people overnight. We don't become loving people overnight. We don't become humble people overnight. It's a process of allowing God to dwell in our hearts. But it's a process where we come together and learn what it means to be loving, because we put that into practice day after day, week after week, loving each other. Where we learn how to be forgiving because we put that in practice day after day, week after week. We learn what it means to be forgiving. And like any other virtue, that virtue, when we practice it, becomes indwelt in us. It becomes a part of us. And we become the kind of people that God has called us to be. The Apostle Paul reminds us that if we want to be a congregation well dressed, if we want to be a congregation adorned with the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we need to learn what it means to be spiritually fashionable. We need to come together and practice those virtues and avail ourselves of those virtues that help us to look like our Lord. This is, of course, the last of the Christmas season. We are still reminded that the God who has come into our midst is the God who is calling us to be a special people. He is a God who is calling us to be the light of the world. He is a God who is calling us to be holy, to be set apart, to look different from the world around us. The world around us doesn't much like our fashion sense. It sometimes pays lip service to it, but it thinks our fashion sense looks funny. It doesn't believe in compassion. It doesn't believe in humility. It doesn't necessarily believe in being kind to one another. It doesn't believe that that's the way to get ahead in our world. But we have our own understanding of what it means to be well-dressed. We can look back on ourselves 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 30 years from now, and know that we are still made in the image of God, that loving picture of ourselves continues to grow, that forgiving picture of ourselves continues to grow, that loving and kind picture of ourselves continues to grow, so that we continue to more and more look like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be a well-dressed church. Be a well-dressed congregation. Be a people that knows what it means to dress appropriately as we come together in a place like this. Have compassion for one another. Be kind to one another. Love one another. Be patient with one another. Be the church and the people that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is calling us to be, because that's what it means to be the light of the world. Let us pray. Eternal God, you are calling us to be a certain kind of people, a people marked and shaped by certain values and character traits. Help us to be shaped and formed into that people that you have called us to be. Help us to be the virtuous people that looks more and more like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray for the indwelling of your word in each and every one of our hearts. We pray for your spirit to rest upon us individually and as a congregation. We pray for your peace to be with us and upon us as we seek to do the work that you have called us to do and to be the people that you have called us to do. As your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, has broken into our world and clothed himself with our humanity, help us too to clothe ourselves in the virtues which reflect his likeness and to be the light that shines in the midst of our darkened world. And we ask these things in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.